A beautiful sequence. That's the Veni Sancte Spiritus, and it was written back in the early 4th century. So something we've been singing in the church for a long, long time, because we've had the Holy Spirit for a long time, and we need the Holy Spirit. When I was in Rome, there was an old saying they had, one of my philosophy teachers mentioned in a class. He said, "The bad ideas of the 19th century put on boots, helmets, and picked up rifles in the 20th century." And so all of the ideas of Nazism, fascism, communism, those had all been hatched in the minds of different philosophers in the 19th century. But they put on boots and they picked up rifles in the 20th, and we saw the horrors that all of that caused. And so it's ideas that truly move us. And when we have a sort of pinnacle idea that becomes sort of our goal and idea of perfection, we call that an ideal, I-D-E-A-L. And when we have an ideal in our life, an ideal that we're striving for, to meet up to, that's what truly motivates us. That's what inspires us. That's what keeps us going, working towards that goal. And so when we understand the power of ideas in our lives towards our physical motivation, then we understand another old saying where they say it's not the size of the man in the game, but the size of the game in the man. And what does that mean? Well, obvious that oftentimes we see in the Olympics, at different competitions, that it's not always the fastest, strongest one that wins, but it's the one who's the most motivated, who has the deepest, strongest motivation towards victory. And that's why the underdog sometimes pulls it off. And so that size of the game in the man is his ideal, his motivation. And so when ideas and motivations tend toward God and tend toward perfection and absolute goodness, we call them spiritual. We call them spirituality. And of course, the greatest spirit that can inspire us and motivate us, the highest ideal of all, is the Holy Spirit. And that's what we celebrate today, that God has given us this Holy Spirit to not only motivate us towards happiness in this life, as we've read in the preceding days, if you come to daily Mass, we've been reading a lot from the discourse of our Lord at the Last Supper from the Gospel of John, chapters 14, 15, 16, and 17. And in there, Jesus tells them all the things that this Paraclete, this Holy Spirit, this Advocate that He is going to send is going to do for them. He's going to be their guide. He's going to be their teacher. He's going to remind them of all the things that Jesus has said, so they never have to worry of being taken in before magistrates and governors and persecuted and so on. This Holy Spirit is going to protect, guide, and help them. And then we see it. We read the first chapters of the Acts of the Apostles, how Peter and John, after Pentecost, filled with the Holy Spirit, just walk straight into the temple square and begin to proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ resurrected. They're arrested twice. They're flogged. And then Peter says, should we obey men or should we obey God? We will obey God rather than men. And they just keep going. And so we see what the Holy Spirit can do in lives of those who are open to His influence. And we also see how the Holy Spirit fulfills our baptism. We remember back the discourses around Jesus' baptism. First, they asked John the Baptist, are you the one who is to come? And he says, no, I am baptizing with water, but there is one coming after me who will baptize with the Spirit. And so we do have a baptism of water in the church, but it's fulfilled in confirmation through the baptism of the Spirit. And so we celebrate today as well the fulfillment of our baptism, the indwelling, the complete indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit promises seven gifts. in that indwelling. And none of this have we merited. None of this we deserve. And the great source of all of this is God's love. Because none of us really deserve to be loved, but we all expect to be. I mean, what in a newborn baby deserves love? The poor thing is ugly and screams and can't speak and everything. But yet, everyone just, they love it. It's just part of our nature. And so none of us deserve love. Love is always a free gift. And so the reason for that is because it comes from the essence of God. When God the Father thinks of Himself, that thought is so perfect it becomes the Son. And then the Son and the Father, the love between them is so perfect it becomes a person, and that's the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the personification of the love of God. And then the sign, the greatest sign of God's love, the greatest act of God's love is this. And we often symbolize the Holy Spirit by the dove. But the Holy Spirit comes from this. God loved us so much that He died that awful death on the cross to save us. And then when He ascended into heaven, He could send His Spirit down upon us. That personification of His love after having demonstrated that love on the cross. And so the Holy Spirit is the constant companion with us of God's love. And not only does He give the seven gifts, does He inspire us to that highest ideal of perfection and give meaning to our lives, give us the possibility of happiness in this life and perfect happiness in the life to come. In addition to all that, He gives other gifts, special charisms. And we hear about these in the Acts of the Apostles and the letters of St. Paul as well in the New Testament. How the Holy Spirit's giving these special gifts. The gift of tongues, the gift of healing, the gift of interpretation, the gifts of prophecy, and so on. And so all of that is available for us as well. And so it's like we're standing out in front of Macy's on Fifth Avenue in New York. And the sign goes up, everything free, and we just kind of and walk on by. Because the Holy Spirit doesn't charge for His gifts. They're all free, and they're what we most need. A great friend of mine who I've talked about before, Monsignor Ron, he's got a great friendship with the Holy Spirit. Started back when he was about 35. He was a late ordination back in his time. He was ordained at 31 years old. And a few years later, after he worked in a parish for a few years, he went on a retreat. And it was around this time of the year. And so the retreat master spoke about the Holy Spirit, about our friendship with the Holy Spirit, about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, about how the Holy Spirit was going to be our great guide and how we need to build this relationship with the Holy Spirit. So Monsignor Ron took it seriously. He changed his way of prayer to always include the Holy Spirit every day. And he was given a charism. He was given the gift of healing. And so he started having healing masses at his parish. Every month he had a healing mass. And he would pray over hundreds of people. And usually two or three would have a miraculous healing. Not always, but nearly always. And sometimes it was a spiritual healing. People that were gambling addicts, alcoholics, would be healed from those addictions. And he would tell me about these things. I never actually went to his parish once, and it was just a normal Sunday. He didn't have a healing mass. So I never saw one of his healing masses. But he would come to Rome. He used to come to Rome three times a year. And he would come to Rome when I was there. And I'd drive him around. And he would tell me about these healings and so on. And I was just kind of like, well, you know, whatever. God can do what He wants, you know. And I didn't know how much to believe him or how much not. Because you've all seen the stuff on TV, right? The televangelists and, oh, we got someone sick here in the crowd. Come on up. And they pray over him. He throws his crutches down, starts dancing around. And we know it's all a gimmick. And so we're very critical of these things. And so one day, Monsignor Ron calls me up. He's in the States, I'm in Rome, and he says, he speaks on the phone because he fears if he's in Buffalo, New York, and he's talking to Rome, he's got to be loud. So, John! Look! He's got his accent, you know, from New York. I was down in Florida last week, and I said this mass. I did a healing mass. And they pushed this guy up in a wheelchair, and I started praying over him, you know, like I do. In my hand, I put something special, I tell you, special. My hands got so hot that I had someone pour a bottle of water over his head in my hands while I was doing it. I couldn't take it hardly. And the next day, he walked over to my condo. So anyway, this guy was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer a month before this mass and was supposed to die in 2 months. He had been married for 43, 45 years. I don't remember the exact numbers, in the 40s. His wife was so distraught that she almost couldn't eat. So here she's emaciated and wasting away. She might even die before him. And he's got 2 months. And they're a month in, and now he can't walk anymore. He's in a wheelchair. And he says, they're coming to Rome. The one thing that he wanted to do was to see the Sistine Chapel before he died, and now he's got that chance. So get him a tour of the Sistine Chapel. This is their flight, this is when they're coming in, pick him up at the airport, so on and so on and so on. Gave me all the instructions. So I go pick up Walter and his wife at the airport. They're coming with their daughter as well. And he's walking around, looks great. And we take him down to the Sistine Chapel, and they tell me the whole story, all three of them. Husband, wife, and daughter. He lived another 7 years. It's kind of interesting, that number 7. He was already in his early 80s when this cancer happened. He lived to be 89 years old. And so yes, there are true charisms of the Holy Spirit. So if we're lacking on the gifts of the Holy Spirit, if we're lacking in motivation towards perfection and sanctity, then we need to be building our relationship with the Holy Spirit. And guess what? It's free. All it costs is effort on our part. A little constancy and consistency in prayer. And we can have a beautiful relationship with the Holy Spirit. We can have Him as our partner in life, to guide us, to be our companion, to help us with big decisions, to give us His 7 gifts, maybe even a special charism. Motivate us to great perfection in our lives, to truly fulfill our lives and be those great people we all want to be. And all that can happen through the Holy Spirit.